federal court has declared invalid the Queensland Government's Wild Rivers declarations over three Cape York river systems. The declarations restricted development of the Stuart Basin and the Archer and Lockhart rivers. Aboriginal groups say they're relieved and thrilled. The Deputy Premier, Jeff Seeney, says the Queensland Government will repeal the Wild Rivers legislation altogether. Nance Haxton reports.
The Wild Rivers legislation was brought in by the Beattie government in 2005 to preserve the natural values of rivers that have all or almost all of their natural values intact. It was further expanded by the Bligh government, but fiercely divided communities, particularly in Cape York, into pro and anti Wild River camps. An appeal against the declarations was taken to the High Court by the Cape York Land Tribunal, but proceedings were remitted to the Federal Court, which today ruled that three Wild Rivers declarations made by the Queensland government in Cape York are invalid and of no effect. Wild Rivers campaigner and Hopevale resident Tracy Ludwick says the ruling is a great win for Cape York Indigenous communities.
Yeah, it's a big day for Cape York. It's a really happy day for the people of Cape York that, you know, this wrong has been now righted. One of the things that it stifled was economic growth in Cape York, and so this frees up the rivers again. We'll probably see a lot more of, you know, ecotourism and different types of things like that up in Cape York.
In his reasons, Justice Greenwood said that procedural errors were made in each declaration and that each declaration was unreasonable to the point of being an abuse of ministerial power. He said in his decision that the then Natural Resources Minister, Stephen Robertson, did not properly consider the material before him when making the declarations and that he was driven by the desire to deliver on an election promise. Other Wild River declarations are in place on rivers in Queensland's Gulf Country, the World Heritage-listed Fraser Island, and in the Channel Country. The state government now has the option of appealing the decision to the full bench of the federal court. But Deputy Premier Jeff Seeney says the government will instead finally repeal the Wild Rivers legislation in August, fulfilling a long-held promise.
We have always argued that the former Labor government used the Wild Rivers legislation to negotiate election deals, and every election they fulfilled those deals with additional declarations. I think the decision of the federal court today demonstrates quite clearly that that was the case. The federal court has found that what we've said about the previous Labor government and their Wild Rivers legislation was completely right. They used the Wild Rivers legislation and the future of the Indigenous communities on Cape York as political playthings.
Mr. Seeney says the court decision frees up opportunities to further develop the Cape.
Under the statutory regional plan, it certainly identified opportunities for mining, for agriculture and for tourism. And they're the three core industries that the statutory regional plan has identified and will be enabled by the regulations and the processes that we've put in place.
The Wilderness Society's Queensland Campaign Director, Dr. Tim Seelig, says the Cape York River systems are now exposed to potentially risky development, such as mining, dams and intensive irrigation.
Our main concerns really are about the future of the rivers of Cape York. The decision today means that three of the Wild River declarations on Cape York, so not all of them and certainly not all of the declarations across the state, are no longer valid, and that means that those really beautiful, amazing and important rivers are once again exposed to the threats of mining and damming and destructive development. I just hope that the government can find a way through to providing the protection, working with traditional owners, securing their consent and moving forwards.
Queensland opposition leader Anastasia Palaszczuk says the Newman government is pushing to develop fragile areas that need better protection.
What we're going to see by this government is that they want to completely revoke all of the Wild Rivers areas right across Queensland, lock, stock and barrel. These are issues that will be debated probably at the next sitting of Parliament, but the Wild Rivers legislation is there to protect our environment for generations to come.
The Indigenous communities represented in the legal challenge were also awarded costs.
Nance Haxton.